The German architect Frei Otto has been named the 2015 winner of the Pritzker Architecture Prize. The announcement was made nearly 2 weeks early because Mr. Otto died on Monday. He was 89. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco has this profile.
Frei Otto was best known for designing the stadium roof canopies for the 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich. His work was admired for its lightness and strength.
He was an inventor, a truly radical inventor.
Architect Richard Rogers is a former Pritzker Prize winner and was on the jury that selected Otto for this year's prize.
He wasn't your normal engineer. He was one of a handful of the great 20th century creators of architecture, of shelter, shall we say. Maybe it's shelter the best word.
Rogers says Otto founded several research institutes, collaborating with biologists, engineers, and naturalists to build structures out of steel, wire, cables, and textiles.
He did a massive amount of research on sustainable structures, way before sustainability was sort of a common word, shall we say. He did sort of the most with the least.
That's something Frei Otto learned as a young German soldier during World War II. He spent 2 years in a French prisoner of war camp where he learned to build shelters with whatever material was around. Later in his career, he looked to the structures in nature for his designs that resembled webs and nests.
That comes from his attention to observing other fields of science, for sure.
Elena Manfredini is a professor at the Southern California Institute of Architecture.
There is a fragility and a very big strength in the projects, technical and poetic at the same time. You can see through them, you can really understand how the forces run through the surfaces it was making.
Frei Otto also designed lightweight and sometimes temporary tents and buildings for poor people living through natural disasters, again, using material that would make a minimal impact on the environment. In an upcoming documentary about Otto, the architect describes his work this way.
My architecture is an architecture of survival.
When he learned he would be awarded the Pritzker Prize, Otto told the committee he was happy, but winning was not the point of his work.
We have big, big problems, flooding, earthquake, and many foolish things which now people are doing. I mean the self-made catastrophes. We are able to give to every man on the street the possibilities to help himself. And to fight for this was one of my duties.
Frei Otto will be honored posthumously at a Pritzker ceremony in May. Mondalit Del Barco, NPR News.